anxieties and our worries to the Lord. Many times we fully intend to do so when we pray, but there is still a degree of pride that we have concerning the burdens that we carry. And so many times we try to justify it by saying, this is my burden. This is my lot in life. If God didn't want me to carry it, he would not have given it to me. But my brothers and sisters, God didn't allow, nor will he allow, burden to come in our lives so that we can try to carry them all by ourselves. Because in reality, he allows burden to come into our lives so that we can trust and give them back to him. Yes, he wants us to commit our lives totally to him, and he wants us to allow him to carry the heavy load. The Bible says in Matthew 11:28 and 30, he said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And in me you will find what? Rest for your souls. Then David says to in Psalm 37, he say, commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. And so we are to commit ourselves and our burdens to the Lord, meaning we are to give everything to him. And that means our lives, our families, our jobs, our possessions, our fields, our cares, and everything over to God's control and guidance. But now to commit ourselves to the Lord, remember, believing that he can and he will care for us better than we can care for ourselves. And so the first secret in casting our cares upon the Lord is found in the letter C. That stands for commit. We are to commit our burdens unto the Lord. Well, the second letter is A, that stands for ask. In other words, we are to ask for his help.
It is our hope that you were blessed by Pastor's message. Join us at our regular service weekly at 808 Anacoco Street, Leesville, Louisiana, or phone us at 337-238-4954. May God bless and keep you until we meet again.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
God's been so good. I just can't tell it all. Oh, hallelujah. 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 How many of you can testify that God is blessing you right now?
The Lord is blessing me. Yes, he is right now.
Come on, saints.
Oh, right now. I'm a living witness that the Lord. Yes, he is.
Right now.
Right now.
Oh Lord, oh Lord.
Right now.
Oh, He woke me up.
He woke me up.
By the grace of God, He started me. To sing that song, but I wish I had some believers who could really join in with me and say it one more time, nobody but the Lord. I declare today is blessing me. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Thank you, Jesus. He's
blessing me.
He's doing it right now.
Right now.
Oh, bless His name. Jesus. Let us go to God in prayer. Father. Father. You're our Father, and because You are, we have every right to say our Father. We call You Father because as Your children, we are in relationship with You, which brings us to the place and point to say to You that we thank You for Your multitudinous blessings. God, You've been good to us. You bless us with seen and unseen blessings. You've kept us from danger seen and unseen. You brought us from ways both far and near. God, You've just been good to us. And for that, we want to say thank You. Now look in this service today. Look upon every heart today. God, You knew who would be here today. And You navigated our footsteps to be in Your house this day. Some may have had other plans, God, but You navigated our footsteps to be here today. You rearranged and planned us to have fellowship with You in this house today. And for that, we say thank You. Because we've obeyed, God, we have now positioned ourselves to be blessed by You. And for that, we say thank You. God, look upon every heart in this place today. You know the condition of every heart. You know the instance of every situation. You know what is going on in every mind, in every body. And God, we pray that You would touch them right now. Cause everything that's out of line to come in line right now. Everything that's not right, cause it to line up right now. Everything that's not like You, God, we pray that You would remove it and allow us to move into that place You desire us right now. God, touch somebody in their body, physical body. There are some ailments and some illnesses and some diseases, God, that only You can heal. And we lift them up before You, God, to know that when You walked in the earth realm, the record is You cured every manner of disease. And God, Your word declares You're the same yesterday, today, and forever.
So we thank you for that truth. We thank you for that promise. And so we can wholly lean on you. Oh God, we ask that you would look upon someone's financial situation. God, they're in a financial strait, but let them know the houses and the land, the cattle on a thousand hills, the silver and the gold, it's all yours. And we belong to you, which means we have right to it. And oh, we thank you for that, God. Oh God, somebody's having family problems, relational problems, and work problems, and all other kind of problems, but we cast them all upon you today. Lord, we're not leaving this altar, and we're not leaving this worship with anything that bothered us, or that bound us, or that kept us from being all that you've called us. We loose right now the love and power of Jesus Christ to have freedom in the hearts and lives of the believers in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for the victory you promised us. We thank you for the favor you granted unto us. We thank you for the mercy you've ministered unto us. And oh God, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for the best that is to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. You ought to return back to your seat. If you came a victim, you ought to go back a victor. You might have come gloomy, but you ought to leave back in his glory. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Get your Bibles and turn them, if you will, to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30. Deuteronomy, chapter 30. I want to commence reading at verse 11, recorded are these words. For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. For just a little while again, as we look at this text, I want to speak from the subject, choosing your position and possessions. Choosing your position and possessions. The Lord God reminds Israel, and this message historically deals with the children of Israel, but pragmatically it is the same truth that is given to the believer here today and now, because this truth has not changed and God's principles do not change, and God has still commanded us to love him today as he did the children of Israel in yesterday. And so as we look at this word, there are some things that we can look out that are timeless. We can pull out that are timeless. And when we look at these things, it will help us to see what God is saying to the believer even today. One of the things that I love about the Lord is if you start reading in the first verse of this 30th chapter and read on, you're going to see God sharing with them his mercy towards Israel. And that same mercy toward Israel is the same mercy he extends to the believers today. And again, all of the things that he talks about are lining themselves up with the blessings and benefits of choosing him, or the burden and the destruction of not choosing him. And so the good and the bad are listed here in these chapters and in these verses to give us an understanding of how God feels about those who attach themselves to him, who are connected to him, and how they ought to operate in conjunction with him. And so some things as you look at, you'll see how God has given not only to Israel, but to the believer today, the understanding that where we are is largely determined by what we choose. I think it's easier most time for us to blame other folk for where we are. I think it's easier sometimes for us to point the finger in our relationship with God as it relates to us claiming the good, but we refute the bad. And that's fine and good, with the exception of the fact when we've caused the bad, we don't want to own up for it. And so one of the things that we've got to realize is God makes clear to Israel, though he's speaking corporately to the entire body, he again makes clear that this is a choice that all of us must make within this corporate structure, that we are where we are by the choices we make. Choosing your position, choosing your place is a personal decision. Say it's a personal decision. Listen, nobody can choose a position like the Lord is speaking about but you, for you. And it's clear that even God himself can't do that for you. He can only place it before you and give you opportunity to align yourself with it or to walk contrary to it. But the ultimate decision is yours. So to begin to think about this thing and to get our understanding correct, when I look at my life, when you look at your life, if I'm happy with my life or dissatisfied with my life, the truth of the matter is that it's all because of the makeup of the choices collectively that I made. Now here's the thing, if I'm happy with my life, then it means I need to keep on making good choices. But if I'm unhappy with my life, it's clear that the choices I've made were not the right ones. But what I can do from this day forward to make my unhappy state a happy state is, by the mercy of God, been given a fresh chance to make a new choice today. I need to make choices that please God and ultimately profit me. So notice what he goes on and he says to them, verse 11, for this commandment which I command, who? Thee. Who is thee? That's you. That's me. That's us. This day, today, not tomorrow, not yesterday, here today. Look at what he says. It is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. So now he's dealing with verse 11 through 15 with making choices. And then what he begins to make clear is that the choices are close. Now, so many times the consequences of our choices may not be as close apparently as the choice is, but they are connected. And so sometimes what we don't understand is that the change can't come till the choice is made. And some of us are looking for the change before we make the choice. And it ain't gonna happen like that. You have got to make the choice. Connected with the choice is the change, which flows out in the consequences. Now I want you to see this, because one of the things the Lord says about this word, and it's so very clear, he says, for this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. So now he's saying, listen, don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Don't pretend you don't know the answer. You do know the answer. The question is, do you want to adhere to the answer? He says, verse 12, it is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it? Look at what he says. But the word is very nigh. The word is very close. Listen at this. Now I want you to see how close it is. He says, in thy mouth and in thy heart. Now that's something God says about that. He says, in the abundance of the heart doth the mouth speak. Now hear this and hear it well. When I make a choice to choose my position in that God has presented to me as an option or a choice with options, then what I must come to recognize is that for the choice to be concluded in that I've decided, I've got to say so. In other words, you really don't have a position till you open up your mouth and say it. I've got to choose my position by speaking it out of my mouth. That's confession. Hear me well, because there are some things the Lord knows. Well, he knows everything, but according to Matthew chapter 6, just because he knows our needs and just because he knows our situation and just because he knows our condition doesn't mean that he's under warrant to do something about it until we open up our mouth and speak it. Matter of fact, Jesus said, the Lord knows what you have need of before you even ask him. Before you open your mouth and start praying, God has already had record of every situation concerning and connected to you, but he's not going to do anything about it until you open up your mouth. He says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. So that's confession, and it's powerful. It's very powerful. Listen at this, because again, you need to watch what comes out of your mouth. Now, here's something else I want to include in this to help you understand. It's amazing that what comes out of your mouth is already in your heart. Did somebody get that? What comes out of your mouth is already in your heart. Listen to this. Everything that's in your mind don't come out your mouth. Some of y'all looking at me like I'm making this up. Some of y'all are thinking some thoughts right now. It's in your mind. But you better not let it come out your mouth. How many would be real that there are some things in my mind has never come out of my mouth? You've thought some thought that you ain't told nobody. Even when you were with yourself, you ain't tell yourself. But what's in your heart? Listen. And when it continues to grow, it becomes abundant. And out of the abundance will your mouth speak. So now when you begin to reach that point of understanding, God has put before us life and good, death and evil. What is my position? Because what I really feel in my heart, what I really know beyond a shadow of a doubt, that's what I'm going to speak out of my mouth. And notice our conversation. Notice what we speak out of our mouths. It is but a reflection of what is in our hearts. That's why you've got to keep negativity to a minimum. I don't care what you see. I don't care what you hear. I don't care how you feel. You've got to be careful to make sure that you only speak what your heart knows to be the word of God. Because when you confess that, remember, you are making a choice every time you open up your mouth to side with life and good or with death and evil. Every time you open, that kills me. Well, that's your confession. That makes me sick. That get on my nerves. On and on No. That's your confession. That's a part of death and evil. That's what you are speaking. Listen at this. Even if the situations are adverse, even if the situations are not right, what you've got to realize, because you are, and greater is he that is in you, then you have the power of the word to speak it in a corrective mode. See, you don't have to just speak what you comprehend. You can speak what you want to correct. And too many folks speak just what they see, but you ought to speak what he says. And if you learn how to speak what he says, and every time you open your mouth and speak, that is a choice. Remember that. You are choosing good with life or death with evil. Now keep in mind what the word says. He says, again, it is very nigh unto thee. Now, why does he say it is very nigh unto thee? The choice is yours. The information is there. The inspiration is there. But the choice is yours. Why is it very nigh? Because, again, it's not conclusive until you speak it.
Amen.
It is not conclusive until you say it.
Amen.
Look at what the next verse says. See, comma, pause.
Yes.
We gonna park, but we ain't staying. That's the problem with a whole lot of you. You don't see. That's why the rest of this don't make sense to you. See, he's really literally saying, get the revelation of this. See? It's a spiritual truth. He's speaking to us in spiritual terms, and he's trying to get us to grasp the spiritual context of what he is saying, because all of that is in the spiritual will play itself out, manifest itself, come to fruition in the flesh when we see it in the spirit. See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil. Now look at this, because again, as he's talking about choosing what is close to you, the decision based on the word, you hear it, then you speak it, and then you shall receive it as you believe it. He wants us to know something else, that as he moves now from just choosing this life that he wants us, that's so close to us, he wants us, as we choose, to make a commitment, because some of us will decide to choose the Lord today but leave the Lord tomorrow. So choosing doesn't in itself get you everything that God says. That's just the beginning to that. Because to receive all that he has, you have to make a commitment. Somebody say commitment. How many of you know commitment is the continuance to the prize or the goal that you have set your hopes or desires on? Commitment. That's what's important, because if we don't continue in with that we've started on, we will not get the prize. How many of you know that there are not many races that I even am aware of that will pay you to start but not finish? How many races will give you a prize for just starting on your way but not finishing your way? Now, it's not set up to start. A whole lot of us have made good starts in many things and have not finished them. If we look back over our lives are filled with incompletions of things we have started, things we've not completed, things we've not finished, and we'll see that list is longer than those things we have completed. Why? Because that was not a commitment that was adhered to that brought it to fruition. Listen at this word, verse 16, because he's talking about a commitment here. But the same word, it seems to involve into not only a commitment, but to a clinging, a cleaving. And he brings that out later in the 20th verse. But look at what he says in verse 16. In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God. Now, if I love him, look at what this progressive order relates. It says also to walk in his ways, because I can't walk in his ways unless I love him. And to keep his commandments. I can't keep his commandments unless I walk in his way. And I can't walk in his way unless I love him. And his statutes. His statutes and his commandments are also like his judgments. All of that has to do with his law or his word or his order or his structure. All of those things are necessary for me to walk in, but I can't walk in them unless I love him. And then he goes on to say, because if I do those things, I will live and multiply. Now keep this in mind, because when I choose my position to love God, to walk in his ways, to obey his commandments, to obey his statutes, to obey his judgments. The word says, I'm going to live, but when I live, there's going to be an increase, there's going to be a development, there's going to be a multiplying happening in my life.
Yes, yes.
Now, something's wrong if you are living and not multiplying.
Yes, yes, yes.
I get so tired of believers with negative conversation concerning things both in the spirit realm and the natural realm concerning lack and slack. You have what you